What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Hotline is lighting up. Waiting on hold is actor Evan Peters. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I know you got a lot going on right now, so I want to start with this new movie, American Animals, based on a true crime story. I'm already into it. What's it about?
It's about four guys who they're in college, and they're kind of feeling a lot of unrest in the path that's set out for them. So they come up with this sort of harebrained scheme to rob one of their college's special collections library, which has these first edition Charles Darwin, Origin of Species, and James Audubon, Birds of America. So these books are worth millions of dollars, and they see that they're unguarded, and so they try to or attempt to steal these books and sell them, and sort of chaos ensues. And it's the true story. It's actually a true story of how it all went down. And we actually have the real guys in the film as well, explaining everything that's going on. So it's sort of an interesting half documentary, half live action movie that is a very visceral film to experience.
That sounds fascinating. When did this take place? What was the era?
This was 2004.
Oh, okay, not too long ago. What school?
It takes place in Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, but the actual school that they rob the books from is Transy University.
Okay.
So.
And did you guys shoot out there or?
No, we actually shot in North Carolina. I think it was Charlotte, North Carolina.
It's got that Kentucky vibe. Sure, they're doing a lot of production out there. So all right, now that sounds cool, man.
Yeah.
I gotta imagine there's some funny moments in it as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a fantasy. It's these guys who are in college and they have this fantasy. You know, they watch Ocean's 11 and get, you know, they go to Blockbuster and get all the heist movies that they can. So they're getting all their information from movies.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so they're kind of trying to, there's no real book on it. And actually one of them Googles, or my character Googles, how to plan a heist. And, you know, there's like five bullet points and it's, one of them is to watch a heist movie.
That's funny.
Figure it out from there. So
we'll look forward to checking it out. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
You're also part of this new FX show, Pose. Now,
yeah.
This looks like something out of the 80s. What's this about?
Yeah, this takes place in 1987 in New York City. And I don't know if you've ever seen Paris is Burning, but it's a great documentary on the ballroom culture in New York City in the late 80s. And yeah, so it's all about that. And I play a young, up-and-coming yuppie who has a wife. Kate Mara is my wife, and I have two kids, and I'm trying to get a job at the Trump office. So it's sort of the juxtaposition of this yuppie businessman world intersecting with this transgender LGBTQ life style that's in New York in the 80s. So it's an incredible thing to be a part of. It's the biggest transgender cast ever.
And, wow.
It's incredible what it's doing for the community. So I'm very proud to be a part of that one.
Fun concepts, man. So making some really cool choices. And, of course, about to start filming for American Horror Story, season 8 for that. So what's going on this season? What can we look forward to?
I don't know much. The only thing I know is that I'm a hairdresser to Joan Collins. And I believe she is my mother, and so there's it's gonna be interesting, and I think it's gonna be a little bit lighter of a season, or at least for me anyway. Last year was pretty horrific, so this year will be a little more comedic and kind of fun. So I'm excited about that.
Do you have a favorite season show so far?
Probably one. I mean, season one was so fresh out of the gate. We didn't know, you know, if people would like it or not.
Right.
We didn't really know what it was, and we were just kind of figuring it out. And I think it was sort of my favorite storyline all the way through. So that one.
Yeah, I'm sure that remains special. And real quick, I want to talk X-Men. Dark Phoenix is in the works. You play Quicksilver. What are you going to be doing in the new movie?
running fast. Man, Quicksilver, he's kind of a part of the X-Men gang, you know, that they're out on missions now saving, and he's grown up a little bit and is trying to use his powers for good and try to grow up a little bit. So it's a little bit more mature of a film, and this time Simon Kinberg's directing, and it's going to be good, man. I'm excited about that one.
Who wins in 100-meter, Quicksilver or Flash?
Quicksilver. Definitely.
No yeah. hesitation right there. You also had a little cameo in Deadpool 2. You think we'll ever see a full-on team-up between Deadpool and the X-Men?
Dude, that would be my dream come true. I would love to be a part of Deadpool. I love those movies, and I love Ryan Reynolds, and I think we need to join all of the superheroes together into one giant movie. I think that would be incredible.
Yeah, well, people love that, so that'd be cool. Well, hey, congrats on everything, man.
Thank you.
Got going on. And meanwhile, American Animals hitting theaters June 1st. You can follow him on Twitter at Evan_Peters. Thanks for calling in, Evan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. On with Mario Lopez.